This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Welcome Monday night, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education, 855-752-4842. It's a special Monday, Johnny Lupinacci.
Oh, boy, is it ever, Tim. I mean, we are here, you know, together. In person, doing the show side by side. I mean, usually we're over our computers and our offices are in our remote studios, but so this is special.
Yeah, so we put this out last week. What have Tim and Johnny never done before together? We have never done the show before together in person over the last 4.5 years. This is the absolute first time Johnny and I, we met yesterday in the Chicago airport for the first time 4.5 years. So we put that out there. Nobody won the free t-shirt.
I mean, technically that was low-hanging fruit because we technically have done nothing together.
Nothing together.
In real life, in person. I mean, I originally came on the show, Tim. It was right as COVID was happening. And so I was a guest. And then it was remote from then on. And you and I sort of co-hosted since then. And so now here we are together live because there's a special thing happening
tomorrow night. Minocqua Brewing Company will be there. We will be at the Minocqua Brewing Company for a live show at the Tap Room in Madison. Busted Pencils. Yeah. April 30th. That's Tuesday. We will be there. So come on out, live broadcast show.
We want to see you there.
Yeah, we want to see you at the show. But you know what? Yeah, Johnny, we did not give away the free t-shirt. And that is interesting. As you said, low-hanging fruit. We've never done anything together.
So the answer would have been literally anything.
You guys could have said, Tim and Johnny, you've done nothing together.
Right.
Truly, because we have truly only seen each other through the computer interface over the last 4.5 years. So it is amazing, though, to see you finally, to meet you. And here we are in the Civic Media headquarters in Madison, right off of State Street, in person, man.
I know. It's really special. So if you can, come out and join us at Minocqua Brewing Company, because Busted Pencils is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who sued the state of Wisconsin to end its parasitic voucher system that hurts public schools. Minocqua Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out Minocqua Brewing Company .com to see where you can buy their progressive beer. And I'll tell you what, Tim, I had a progressive beer and it was delicious.
It was good. I tell you what. So, and we know where you can buy them tomorrow at the Minocqua Brewing Tap Room.
If you're there, come hoist them up high with us and the good educators and the people who are defending democracy here in Madison, Wisconsin. It's great to be around everybody.
I may even bring some pencils for people to bust while they're there. You get to bring, you know, #2 pencils, bust them at Minocqua Brewing Company Tap Room in Madison tomorrow night, 6:00. Come on out, be there, meet Tim and Johnny. And yeah, you could be there. Like, I got to see Tim and Johnny the very first time they got to see each other.
And it's a special night too because we got Luke on the boards.
Yes.
And Luke was the producer.
Luke was the original producer when you joined the show.
Yeah, that's my day one back there on the boards. So
what's up, boys?
There he is.
Glad to be with you here.
Man.
It's Luke, a regular old party up here.
What do you think, Luke, seeing us together for the first time?
Man, this takes me back, Tim. It's been a while since I've seen you. And never before the two of you in one place like this. We may be messing with something here.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The universe may do something. Who knows? Busted Pencils, fully leaded education.
You guys aren't the ones that's bringing the former president to the state later this week, are you?
No, sir. No, sir. Don't put that on us.
Come on. 855-752-4842. Who's going to be the first caller to call Tim and Johnny Busted Pencils while they're finally together in the studio in Madison, Civic Media headquarters, right on State Street? Yeah, you can come out there. We want to see somebody out at the window down there, you know, kind of wave up to us. We'll show you a wave. It's Busted Pencils. Yeah, we're going to do the show. So, Johnny, excitement. We know tomorrow night, but guess what? Back to the Busting Pencils. It is education. We were covering this topic last week. Historic Title IX passed.
Yeah.
All right. And we talked about, what did the new Title IX do? It said all of those students who are already in your schools, We have to accept, we have to include all of our brothers and sisters, regardless. It got turned into, well, now girls can't go to the bathroom alone, you know, and there's going to be boys in the girls' bathroom. No. It's very inclusive, the whole idea. Gender, yes. We are going to acknowledge and include gender-identifying students if they have different. We're going to LGBTQ plus community. We're going to identify and include and not discriminate against. Well,
it's like Title IX clarified.
Title IX clarified.
Title IX, you know, 2.0, long overdue, but clarified for, you know what, Tim, what I love about this? Clarified for what this up-and-coming generation is saying, hey, we are a diverse group of people. We want to be able to share space together. We'd like to be able to feel safe. We, by and large, don't. And so how can we make this a little bit easier for policymakers, for our schools, for the businesses that we go to? So this is really, you know, an important clarification that came through.
Mm-hmm.
But like most important clarifications, for some reason, and I guess I'm using the sarcasm tonight, Tim. I'm wearing the sarcasm.
Yeah, good.
For some reason, right, it was picked up and purported in ways that really distorted it. You know, and not to be shocked, conservatives are up in arms over this clarified Title IX.
Yep, because here it is, headline, Monday, K-12 dive, leaders in conservative states advise their districts to disregard the new Title IX rule. And from the article, conservative states are directing districts to disregard the U.S. Department of Education Title IX rule finalized in April 19th. At least 5 states, Louisiana, Montana, Florida, Oklahoma, and South Carolina, so far have recommended that all districts in those states change their do not change their anti-sex discrimination policies in response to the new rules. Because you know why, Johnny? It will break state law because, remember, prior to this, we had all of the anti-woke bills. And so the don't say gay bills, well, that's law now. And so if you're going to enforce Title IX, you're going to break state law is the argument here.
Oh, because my goodness.
Because we have discriminatory state law. We got to uphold discriminatory state law so that you can it's like, so I'm going to follow the law to break the federal law, and this is good for who?
Well, it sure seems like a big government versus small government debacle. And you know what? This is one of the times where I think it's important for, you know, our federal policy, you know, this Title IX, to really rally around states. You got to kind of fall in line on this one. You can go ahead and pass these bills, but we've seen in court cases that have gone all the way up to state Supreme Court that these exclusionary bills that have been passed aren't holding up in court.
Right.
So let's, you know, I'm usually much more cynical about the system, Tim, but I'm actually hopeful in this context.
Well, and so the question is, so if I'm in a state or a school district or, you know, and even people right now, you know, in Wisconsin going, like, we've heard that, you know, we're not going to abide by that new Title IX. What happens if schools do not comply with Title IX? Well, an education spokesperson said in a statement that, guess what? Schools must comply with the final regulations as a condition of receiving their federal funds. So the money, and we talk about this, guess what? Your public schools are already hurting for the inappropriate funding that the states are already giving them. In fact, the defunding that the states have already leveled on our local public schools. And now they're saying, hey, the federal money that comes in, we're going to put that money in jeopardy now because we're going to actually, let's call this what this really means, which is going to be, we're going to enforce discrimination, exclusion, bullying, harming people. We're going, you know, and we're not going to get money by doing really harmful, hurtful things to our children.
Yeah, I mean, it's just sad to read that districts are being advised in these states to not follow, you know, sex discrimination policies. I mean, but that is important to note. That's kind of the state of things right now. There is really not an in-between. Again, we said it last week when we talked about this. You either support safety and inclusion in our communities, or you're a person who advocates for violence against You know, the members of our families, the members of our communities, the students that go to our school, the people that work in them, all, you know, general public. It's, you know, you're either in a politics of hatred mm-hmm. or a politics of empathy and understanding. And you know, I hear it all the time. I hear, I don't care about your feelings. I think we had a superintendent in Oklahoma saying he didn't care about students' feelings.
Right.
Right. And so somehow it's become cool to not care about how people feel. But there's nothing cool about that, and I'm making light of it, but it's actually really serious,
mm-hmm.
right? Because it shouldn't come down to a matter of those kinds of political opinions when we have on fact, and this, you know, these new sex discrimination policies, anti-sexual discrimination policies, are based on not only science, and mm-hmm. I hate to lean on that, but just on general well-being.
Just on general humanity.
Yeah, they're right? not even imposing anything other than, hey, how do we make it safer and more inclusive for everybody to participate? That means participate in the economy. That means participate in our schools. So this isn't just about schools and classrooms and mm-hmm. children. This is about our local businesses. This is about all, like Friday night football. Tim, you love to talk about Friday night football. Who's included in that whole process?
Mm-hmm. You name it, right? Who's there? Well, and so Title IX, here it is. So we're not going to comply. We're not going to include. So according to some of these states, we would love to know if what you're hearing, do the districts that you are out there with, you know, if you're out there and you know, or you say, we would actually love to hear about districts who are already doing the inclusion.
Yeah. And let's just go on a little bit of a tangent too. You know, if you're out there listening, you know, I would like to see more consistency from opposition in this, because I get it. If you're a person out there who said, you know what, I don't like federal government's involvement in these local things, because the federal government is doing the sort of Daddy Warbucks thing and saying, if you're not following the rules, you're not getting your allowance, you're not getting your money. So, you know, I get that opposition. We'd like to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep chopping it up.
Yeah, chop it up. 855-752 Busted Pencils. It's fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Title IX, inclusion, humanity. No, not in our state. No way, man. We want to hurt. We want to harm people.
There's that sarcasm.
Yeah, I know, but it's Busted Pencils. Next, what about pregnancy? We'll see. There it is. Rise Against, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. There are fighters here anymore. Right here, Tim and Johnny, Busted Pencils, Civic Media Headquarters, face-to-face, first time. Here we are, producer Luke on the boards. Title IX, yeah, guess what? Title IX, inclusion. Hey, humanity, let's be good to our neighbors. No. L.A. Tom, our friend L.A. Tom has something to say. L.A. Tom, what's happening, our friend? Tom, you there, man? I can't hear you. L.A. Tom, we'll figure him out here in a second.
We'll figure it out and get him on. He's
L.A. Tom, on hold, but we'll get him back. So, yeah, Johnny, the inclusion, you know, is actually, so if you're particularly late, Florida, guess, who would have thought Florida would say, yeah, we're not going to uphold humanity. We're not going to include or uphold inclusion. We're going to continue to mandate bullying, let's be honest, mandate harm, because this really does, this causes harm. And, you know, to make matters worse now too, guess what? Now pregnancy accommodations are now being sued by 17 states are saying, you know what? The agencies recently promulgated pregnancy accommodation rules. Yeah, those are a problem. We do not want to accommodate people who are pregnant. This is where we're at. It's 2024, and we are literally hearing 17 states now saying accommodations for people who are pregnant. Yeah, we don't want that. We're going to sue that. I see right now, though, too, we do have...
We got a caller.
One other caller right now, seeing who we are. Yeah, check it out, man. We'd love to have you on the show. Caller, what's happening? What's your name? There they are. Caller, caller.
Yeah, we got L.A. Tom calling us back.
Hey, it's L.A. Tom.
Hopefully we got the connection revived.
L.A. Tom, what's happening, our friend?
Hey, guys. First off, we the people ultimately are the government. We must never forget that. And as far as Title IX goes, I mean, what a great thing that we have some – we're becoming more of a humanist society. And maybe that's what we need. Maybe we need to be more humanist and not look at people in terms of their sex, their sexual orientation, their sexual identity, you know, the color of their skin. Maybe we just need to look at people as people, you know, and start looking at people as we all bleed the same red blood. That would be a really great way to start, I would think. And this notion of this whole idea of you know, males getting into women's locker rooms and all this kind of stuff. You know what? I'm sorry. That's a white, straight, male predator type of fantasy, I think. You know, and I don't think you have to worry about that because most people that are trans are actually afraid to actually, you know, go in the bathroom because we've had, not that I'm trans, but because I'm gay, we've always had that fear of getting beat up, basically. So I don't think you have to worry about anybody, you know, going to try to mess with anybody unless you're a straight white male and, you're that type of predator. So, yeah, I'm so happy that we're moving towards a humanist approach. I honestly have been using more of the they, them pronouns just because of the fact that, honestly, I think it's very, very good for women. When there's so many names like Jordan and Frankie and all these different names that could go for men or women. And I know when I do, like, when I call on a call center or whatever it is, I say they or them because sometimes I don't know. And you know what? It's just nice to be able to have it. And I think also when it comes to job applications, people aren't going to know if they're male or female immediately. And I think that's a good thing because now you are actually judging people on their character and their grades and all of these different things and not on whether they're a male or a female. So, yeah, I've done a lot of... I would say progression on this. At first I was like, I don't know if the pronoun thing makes sense to me. But the more and more that I've actually kind of bounced it off different things and have used it a couple different times, it is pretty cool. Because it's just looking at people as human beings.
Tom, you said something though too, and which I think, and I've heard people say, you know, it's like, well, it doesn't make sense to me. And I've heard that people, you know, say, it's like, I don't get it. It doesn't make sense to me. And you're like, okay, but it doesn't have to make sense to you. It's not about you. You know, it's not my uncomfortability that's the issue here. It's the inclusion of and then intentionally saying to other people, we are comfortable, we are welcoming. And so while, you know, I don't really like the way this people are throwing around, it's not about you. It's not about you, Johnny LeBlanc. Well, it's always about you, Johnny LeBlanc.
Yeah, man, and I mean, to this degree, I ask a question like, why? Like, what? Like, really, what's uncomfortable about it is different. That can be uncomfortable sometimes, right? So deal with it. Like, I mean, caller Tom, I'm not telling you to deal with it. It's like, it's really thoughtful, and I appreciate you sharing that because we have listeners out there. You're listening. You might be saying, I'm thinking about this right now, and I'm not sure where I fit into this. But you're thinking about it. And it's a wonderful example. Thank you, L.A. Tom, for sharing it, that, you know, you were open enough to think about what was different about it. How did it, you know, where did you fall in what you wanted to change in your day-to-day life about this? And I think some of us, we've been there. We thought, like, this is different. You know, we were taught strict rules of grammar that are all wrapped up in some of these oppressions. So it sounded different. It felt different. It felt like I was writing incorrectly when I was writing that way. But that's the thing. You got to be open to change, especially when you're open to change that has been asked by people who are suffering at the hands of doing things the way they've always been done. So it's like, can we be collectively a community that is open to change? And that's what I come to too. A lot of this opposition is really about, like we talked a little bit about, you know, this fear that maybe straight white men really put into these responses. But it's also just this selfishness that it means giving up a little bit. It means you can't control and be dominant in every space. Mm. It means that now, God forbid, you're sharing a bathroom with other people. And we talked about it the other day. We just walked past some porta-johns outside. And I thought, you know what? How long have these things been out here? And at every concert I'd ever been to, at every event, you know, they don't say, like, this is the male porta-john, this is the female porta-john. You know, there's a battlegrounds over some things. It's really about giving up what you've controlled. And so, you know, people in power have a real hard time with that. But there's so many invitations to growth that there is an open invitation coming from most community members who have been excluded and are hurting in these situations, who are saying, hey, can you just think about doing this a little bit differently? And by golly, when we do it a little bit differently, we see the benefits in our schools, in our communities. And here we have this clarified Title IX saying, guess what? If you want federal funding, you got to do this differently. You got to understand that there's a real penalty to discriminating based on, you know, but you can't do sex discrimination.
Mm. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, live and in person, Civic Media
headquarters. Let's go.
Right here, State Street, 855-752-4842. Looking for you. Yeah, we want you to call because next. What do you see? Wonder if we're going to talk about guns again.
Oh, here we go.
We'll see what's coming up next.
Guns a-blazing.
Make no mistake, we are not afraid to bear the burden of repeating what they're thinking anyway. Let's race. You can't feel the heat until you hold your hand over the flame.
The heat. You're feeling the heat around here.
Yeah, man, we're feeling the heat.
You're feeling the heat. It's Busted Pencils.
It's getting hot in here.
Fully leaded education talk. Educators talking education. Live Civic Media headquarters, Madison, Wisconsin. State Street. We're up here. Yeah. We're waving to you out there. You see that? You know, Johnny, that's what we do. It's Busted Pencils, fully leaded.
All these students coming home from class.
All the students are coming home. 855-752. So we're talking about Title IX, the fact that Title IX, historic, you know, inclusion. I mean, we should say the historic part of the new updated regulations to Title IX was the inclusion of all these others that have largely, for the most part, been on the fringe in susceptible to bullying. We now hear that, guess what? There are states that had kind of put in some form of a don't say gay law are now kind of coming back and going, but that'll be breaking state law because, you know, we made it a state law that you had to be a jerk and a bully. I mean, the language doesn't say it that way, but, you know, anytime you have a don't say gay bill, that really is saying we made it legal to bully and be a jerk. And so we don't want to apply the federal guidelines. We're not going to apply the federal guidelines. Okay, well, then you're going to lose federal funding.
It's a giant mantrum, right? That's what I call when grown men throw tantrums. Okay. It's a giant mantrum, and it's just saying, I can't change. I want my own bathroom.
It's about you, John. Well, as you pointed out, though, guess what? When you're at that concert and you gotta pee, you don't care who comes out of that porta john, do you? As long as you're next.
Well, you know what? Unless I care about people doing harm to people, and that's the really sick part of this, is like, come on already. Like, this is a no-brainer. This is about being more inclusive in our community. And I know that word is triggering for the mantrum posse out there, right? It's causing that kind of panic. But really, we shouldn't have that kind of – it should be a no-brainer. And so should this other topic that I want to loop back around to.
Yeah, we got
to
come back.
Because, I mean, this was just –
We talked about the rule last Wednesday – Tennessee, after defeating statewide vouchers, the Republicans come back in the back door the next day and pass giving teachers guns in the name of safety. But like, they made it legal.
They weren't handing them out.
No, they didn't. They weren't, like, right. There wasn't a candy store.
It's not like free protection at Planned Parenthood.
But,
you know?
But made it legal in the state of Tennessee for teachers to conceal carry if they go through the right training. On Friday, we had Gloria Johnson, state representative from Tennessee, on the show.
True defender of democracy.
She's been down there dealing with the craziness.
Salt of the earth.
Former teacher. She's there. You know, she gives us the lay of the land, and over the weekend announces that, guess what? Because Governor Bill Lee signed it into law, so it's now legal. It's truly the law in Tennessee that teachers can conceal carry.
There's some special process they have to go through. There's a required extra training, and then district and building leaders have to approve it. So it's not just like you can't walk in with a gun in your pocket.
But
still, just the fact that this is even, you know, legislation, that this is even, okay, bad idea from the go. So that came up last week.
That came up, but over the weekend, there were rallies. Again, democracy, right? Civil disobedience. Mm-hmm. Students and supporters who've said, vote no on this silly bill, walked from Nashville to the governor's house in protest to say, dude, why are you signing this law? We as students, we as parents, we as teachers don't want guns in our schools. We don't want them. We had a teacher call us from Tennessee saying,
Larry,
if this, Larry,
what's
Tennessee,
good, my guy?
Tennessee bat calling us saying, look, if this happens, this may be one of the last straws for me. I might not go back.
And the cool part about what Larry called and shared, and I think there's a lot of us out there who, you know, who do fall in, and I wouldn't even call it a complicated, we can see the nuances and differences. You can be a supporter of right to bear arms. Mm-hmm. Like Larry called and he said, look, I own some guns. But I'll tell you what, I don't want them in my classroom.
Right there.
Yeah, I got Tim's breaking out the OG guns.
Guns right there. Luke, look at Luke. Luke like that.
Luke is laughing.
Luke, it's my right to bear my arms, dude.
I know. I see what you're doing. Very literal definition over there.
And again, it's just this oversimplification, right, to, you know, be just preposterous about this. You're either for or against. And you know what? If you're against it, then you're against our constitutional right. Hold on. Also in the Constitution, which we talked about with Gloria, which is really important because it's nonpartisan here on this, is that's including regulation.
Including,
this is really just, you know, a platform to deregulate and to sadly sell more guns. It's like, dude, come on, man. Some places should be off limits, and at a minimum, let's have our child care facilities. That's part of what schools are. You know, it's a safe place for children to go. Let's not arm teachers in those spaces.
The simple science on this, there is not a single study that increases the likelihood of safety when you include a firearm in it.
Look,
it
just, the studies actually show the opposite.
Yeah.
All right, so let's just single... be, let's, fact is a fact.
During the pandemic, the number one cause for childhood deaths was no longer car accidents.
It's now gun violence.
It's now gun violence.
Which is still true in this country. The number one. Thanks, Luke on the boards, but coming in hot.
I just have those weird random things that just sit back
there. It's not weird. It's sort of matter of fact when we're like this. Like, here we know the number one cause of children dying.
Our guns.
In this country is gun violence.
Right.
So you know what?
Let's bring them into school.
And this is the myth. And this is the part I feel bad about. There are people manipulated in this. They, one, think, hey, our Second Amendment rights go away if we don't have this. This is a byproduct of that. That's not true.
Not true.
You can have regulation and still have right to bear arms. The other part is that there's a myth that my child will be safer, right? If the teacher has a gun or trained people
not
in
true.
The school has guns. Also not true.
Not true.
Right? So all bad idea from top to bottom.
All I can think of is there was an ad. This is purely anecdotal.
Yeah.
But a teacher in my high school growing up was a foreign language teacher. Mm. He had some chocolates from a different land that had some alcohol in them.
Mm-hmm.
And those alcoholic chocolates got into by students, and there were some very upset parents.
I
can't imagine if you replace that adult chocolate with a firearm of how upset those parents would be, because less funny of a punchline when all of a sudden you swap those two out.
That's Luke, exactly that right. accident, we talked about it. In fact, Gloria Johnson pointed out that one of the issues that they have is that during an altercation, it's like, what happens with the gun? Is there a safe place to lock it so that they can then go attend to? No. And so there's this whole ambiguity. So it kind of right now sounds like, so if you're a teacher and your gun isn't needed, you get to lay it on the desk and then go out into the hallway to see what's happening.
Unreal,
right?
And I'll even say, I'll extend it into places where guns are highly prevalent and they're part of everyday life. And I'm not condoning that, but it's just a matter of fact that I've coached sports in places where people have their guns with them. And this became a problem. And one of the community solutions was, you know what? We're not going to have guns at these events. You can still come. Mm-hmm. There is this whole check-in safe gun locker thing, a partnership with, you know, law enforcement. Rarely do you hear me say a partnership with law enforcement. This is a great example of it.
There you go.
But they just had this whole thing. Instead of fight this, let's make this a no-gun space. Mm-hmm. And here's a safe way to, you can arrive to the event with your gun. There's a gun locker. There's mm-hmm. a whole safety check-in thing with an ID and a whole process. You know what? And it was a way, here we go, I'm going to loop back to the Title IX stuff. It was a way to be inclusive. Mm. It was a way to think about, hey, I actually would like there to be more regulation on guns, period.
Yeah.
But that's not going to resolve today. And I actually want all these families to come to the sporting event and encourage their kids, and I want kids to come. I also want them all to be safe. The only way we can ensure that is if we really have some regulation, local regulation, on the gun. Yes, we can even call it gun control. I know that's like a cuss word to the industry, but that's all it is. A little bit of control to be safer and more inclusive.
But I do have to point this out, and I don't know, Luke, you be the judge if this is funny or not.
Oh,
because
I get
to
judge?
This,
I get to judge.
Yeah, the judge, right, the jury.
And you out there listening, 855-752-4842, love to hear from you. But I saw, you know, the reason we're bringing this up too is all over the Busted Media social media feeds, people have been dueling back and forth. And of course, there's somebody out there, you know, you bunch of liberal losers, you know, you're afraid to let guns, and teachers are the best people. And
come get these guns.
Yeah, there's
buddy.
Some guns right here. But somebody put down this one thing and go, so principals, if you're out there listening right now, I think if I were you, I might be one of the most vehemently opposed people to your classroom teachers concealing carrying. If you plan on going in and doing any observations of your teachers, if you're going to come in and go, I'm sorry, Mr. Mathers, are you packing today?
I mean,
because I've got something critical to say about your teaching, but I'm not going to tell you if you're carrying that gun. I was like, that's actually a brilliant point that somebody pointed out there. It's like, you do not want to introduce guns into this situation. No, I don't see any teachers violently taking out their principals. But again, the silliness.
Yeah.
There's just the silliness.
I mean, it's hard to even make light of this situation. And I thought you were going here with this, and I'm going to kind of tag it into it, is if you are a principal out there, and we know you're listening, right? If you're in Tennessee, you have the power to stop this in your school. And that's a really nice reality check, too. School leaders can make a world of difference.
Mm-hmm. Well, right? We heard that, actually, too. This is one of the things about the law, is you can refuse. And
so Tennessee Representative Gloria said that.
Gloria Johnson. They can, and, in fact, schools were lining up right away last week saying, yeah, you know what, we're not participating. We're not going to have guns. And so this is where you see bold leadership. We need school leaders to step up and say, it might be legal, but not in our school, because families, when you come to school, you don't have to worry about whether or not a teacher or some staff member, if there's a gun laying around, if there's going to be an accident. There are not going to be any gun accidents in our school because we're not having guns come into our school. Easiest way to prevent gun violence, no guns. Luke, can you imagine that? You want to stop gun violence? No gun.
If the measure for how safe any nation was around the world was based on how many guns the citizenry had, we would be the safest nation in all of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, We're not.
That's right.
We are.
Don't get mad at me about that.
I'm not mad at you.
No. I'm saying for anybody out there that's upset with that information,
it's a fact.
Don't get mad at me. That's just the truth.
Luke's just bringing some heat with the truth, man. We said
Luke's
got
the biggest guns. Yeah, here in the studio, for sure.
He's got the right to bear arms right there. He's got some bare awesome arms. 855-752-4842. Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk. Yeah, Tim and Johnny live, Civic Media headquarters.
And Madison. So we got to do some walking around in the good city of Madison. And I want to say, just to loop back, we don't have a lot of time to give to this tonight. But, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this. All across our country, there are young people who are standing up and who are advocating against war. And I think that's really notable and important to, you know, we've talked about the complexity. Yeah. We have great guests coming on who are going to talk about how they teach about the conflict in Israel and Palestine. But what's really important is some great stuff coming from the ACLU to university campuses to say, hold on, civil disobedience, right? It's something we have to not only teach about, but we have to support in appropriate ways. So got to walk around and see some amazing students who are protesting war, who are saying, you know, this is really complicated, but at the end of the day, right, a threat to justice anywhere is, you know, is a sanctioning of injustice everywhere, right? So I'm spinning that statement a little so I don't repeat the same thing all the time. But, you know, that's still happening across our country, and we hear you out there, listeners, who reach out and talk to us about that, right? So we have guests coming on, and you know what? Yep. There's some exciting stuff happening tomorrow.
It's tomorrow night,
And the best thing about being live in the studio is we see some of our colleagues.
Yeah.
So we might grab a guest. We might grab you a special guest in just a moment.
Well, you know, in fact, that show that comes on after Busted Pencils.
What's that show? Something about a nightlight?
Yeah, man. Maybe
some light
maybe
bright?
We get that guy to come over. His name's Pete. Pete, I think.
Petey boy.
Pete Chihuahua next. Busted Pencils. Yeah, because these are the things that we can't deny. There it is. Luke Mathers is on the board. Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. The number 855-752-4842. Live Civic Media headquarters. Johnny Lupinacci, Tim Slecker. We're here. Yeah, you know why, Johnny?
This week is popping off in
Madison.
Tomorrow
night, man. Tomorrow night. Minocqua Brewery
NBC, baby.
Live broadcast. And you know why? Because Busted Pencils is sponsored by Minocqua Brewing Company, who sued the state of Wisconsin to end the parasitic voucher system that hurts its public schools. Minocqua Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out MinocquaBrewingCompany.com to see where you can buy the progressive beer. And I tell you what, I know where. Tomorrow night.
I was going to say.
Right
at least
the Minocqua
tomorrow
Brewery
night.
Tap Room. Come on out. Buy some progressive beer. Check it out. Hang out with us because
we're going to do the show live.
We're going to do the show live. But,
live.
You know, and again, great, you know, talking about Title IX today, the gun violence, the civic or the civil disobedience and whether or not, you know, how we approach this. Is it, you know, Gaza, Israel? It's complex. It's complicated. But yet, Johnny, you said the clarification of going, but civil disobedience in a democracy has to be protected, and we have to allow its practice to occur.
Yeah, and all these young people just saying no to war.
Yeah.
I mean, no to genocide. And I mean, and this is the era they're growing up, and we all remember learning about things happening around the world and asking the question, what would we do if we were alive when that was going on? Well, here we all are. Mm. And so these young people who are doing that right and exercising their civil liberties, and we know that's not everyone, but that's the case in all things. Also, we're teachers. And so teachers out there, it's our job to make sure young people are guided.
Got it.
So that they have the tools and the proper avenues to, you know, express their dissent. But, you know, that's a topic that we'll bring some experts in on, too.
We've got some great guests lined up.
Definitely not a last segment issue.
But, the civic media listener, though, so you, after Busted Pencils.
Yeah.
We don't want you to leave.
No, man.
Because there's an awesome show right after Busted Pencils.
It keeps the light on for
keeps
you,
the
man.
Light. It's the nightlight. Pete Schwabba.
And we got him here. He's in the studio.
In the studio with us. Pete, what's happening?
You know, it would have been so funny if you guys invited me in here and then just didn't address me at all until the end of the show.
Yeah, we
just had to sit. That would have been comedy gold.
Yeah.
Thank you, though.
I thought that they were 25% of the way there.
Yeah.
I could see
that would have been beautiful.
We could see you there looking so, okay.
I'm here with two doctors. It's a little intimidating, so with me.
No stethoscopes, though, so don't, you know.
I was here for a physical, but if you just want to if you want to keep it to all the...
You look good.
Do I?
Yeah, you could say two doctors said Pete looks good.
That's exactly right. Well, and we love the show, man. We love what you're doing on there. And you know, like, I mean, I watch a ton of TVs and a ton of TV shows, a ton of movies. So I love when you're chopping it up and talking about all that stuff. Because,
thank you.
You know, so I got to ask you, though, while we have you, and I know we don't have a ton of time, but off the cuff, you know, what are some of your recommendations or your favorite things? Like I bring a lot of that media into my classroom and I work with teachers. So you have any suggestions or shows that you recommend that
for kids?
That are about life in schools or even just comedy.
Like The Breakfast Club.
Oh yeah, classics. Breakfast Club. Okay. Listen, my favorite movie that was set in a school was probably Election. It's an Alexander Payne film. Matthew Broderick, Reese Witherspoon. Love it. Probably not good for young kids, but
no. But if you're out there movie. And you're a teacher, you know, you want like movies or films that are about the world you're in.
Well, you guys are educating future teachers, right?
All so the time.
We're not talking about children here, Pete. We're talking about what future teachers can use in their classrooms.
And us too, man. I'm just like, what can I throw on?
Right.
What's your best education recommendation, Pete?
Ask my wife. She's a teacher. The principal, James Belushi. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I love the movie Dead Poets Society.
Absolutely.
That is one of my favorite. Classic. Like we've all had teachers like that who have inspired us. And you know, I one of my least favorite things is the phrase, those who can't do teach, because it's such nonsense.
Yep.
And it's like those who teach inspire. And I've had teachers in my life that have given me the courage to follow things and do things that I wouldn't have had otherwise, you know. Yep. So I love like Dead Poets Society, Election. Breakfast Club is great. There's so many good ones.
You made me think my favorite, those who can't teach pass laws about teaching.
Oh, my gosh.
right.
Okay. So I used to have that on a T-shirt. Those who can't teach pass laws about teaching. We see that so often.
Well, as a teacher, we used to say, too, those who can't teach end up downtown at the district office.
Right.
One of my favorites, though, people, when you're thinking about this, Nick Nolte, Teachers. You remember
that? Oh, yeah, right.
You know, and, the guy who played Bert on Soap was he kind of walked in and showed up as a substitute and he it was mentally unstable, but he was like ended up being the best teacher they were there because he would dress up like George Washington. I can't remember the actor who played that guy, but
Richard Mulligan, right?
I think so.
From Soap. You know, that was set in Columbus, Ohio, I think. I don't remember much about the movie though, but yeah. And what's the other one? Abbott Elementary.
I was gonna say that's my favorite.
A fun
right now.
Show. Gosh. Yeah. I've only seen a few episodes, but I love it.
Oh, it's funny.
Really funny.
It's good. It's spot on. It's a, you know, spin-off.
Yeah, yeah.
You out there, check it out. It's a spinoff, kind of like set like The Office. The show The Office, but it's set in an urban elementary school in Philadelphia. And as a former urban ed teacher, I mean, I laugh.
You identify.
But I also identify. And I wondered when that show come out, would anybody not in education find it like entertaining and good? And it is. It's hidden.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that show slaps. Check it out.
Mm. It's so fun. The scene I love the most, I literally laughed out loud, was the teacher who was out talking. She said, my class is covered. And they cut inside. It's the custodian saying with the Illuminati written on the board. Yeah, it's a good show.
No, it is. And so Pete, what's coming up on Nightlight this week?
I got a lot of good guests this week. Tonight, we have Matt Miller from onmilwaukee.com. We're talking movies and the Milwaukee Film Festival. Melissa Kay from Civic Media will be on. She worked on an independent film she's going to talk about. My buddy Johnny Campanera, a comedian actor, is going to come on. John and I played wiffle ball semi-professionally when I lived in L.A. We had a friend who had a wiffle stadium. That's what you do when you don't know what to do with your money. You build a wiffle stadium
nice.
With lights and everything.
Right.
So Yeah, and then I've got an author, Roger Rappaport, coming on later in the week. A lot of good guests. It's going to be a fun week of shows.
It's Busted Pencils. It's fully leaded education talk. Our guest, Pete Chihuahua, Nightlight, coming up tonight right after Busted Pencils. Right. I hear that music, too. It's, you man, know. Holy cow, Pete.
Flies, huh?
Can we have you on again sometime?
Yeah, I mean, are you sure you want to have me on longer than 3 minutes? Yeah. I mean, yeah, seriously, guys, what is this?
I
you were on my show
do.
For like a half hour,
I know,
Tim.
I'm yeah. sorry, Pete.
Good
I'm
Lord.
So sorry.
Yeah. You owe me.
Yeah,
I
we
do.
More time with Pete.
Thanks a lot, you guys.
Yeah, coming up, Nightlight. Check it out. Busted Pencils. We're out.